RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And it goes quick with the play clock running down. He did. It's a boot. Purdy pulling back, stepping forward, throwing on a touchdown. What a play, Purdy! Get his check on the business end. You deserve to dance.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I do like this new version of Purdy. A little more trash talky, but not really. You know, there was that the ball fake there were against Tennessee. And then after the game, he's like, that was stupid. I shouldn't have done that. But like, Purdy and the Dougie is working for me.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I honestly think this is part of why there's still a brigade out there that's like, a game manager. We had a texter a few minutes ago that said, you know, this just proves Shanahan's system is great. You see Brock and Mac having the exact same success. I'm like, my God, I can't watch football with you. It's fine.
Right.
You can see whatever you see. If you think Mac and Brock look the same, good on you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The dude right now is playing like one of the best players in the NFL, period. You can't game manage rolling out to your left, dancing, putting tap shoes on, making Bears defenders spin around with a tutu on, and then throw to a fullback in the corner of the end zone and be like, wow, Shanahan, that was awesome. Way to go, Shanahan. Like, come on. The guy's playing unbelievable, and I think that a little bit of Dougie helps because the aw shucks thing, it just feeds into the whole, like, well, Brock's just out there riding the whole Shanahan train. I think it feeds it. And so if you got a little moxie, like everybody who's in the huddle with him, they'll tell you.
Yeah, Trent said it last week.
They're like, he's a different dude, but we don't see that. So the more we can see, the more I think the world would be open to being like, oh, he's a star.
I guess, and the draftism will always dog him. And even last night, you know, they showed the montage of Caleb going number one overall, and then he goes to, I guess there's a Mr. Irrelevant, I don't know if it's a banquet or a camp.
It like, used to be like a parade.
It's something.
There's
and
a party.
He brought his parents, yeah, and it's like, yeah, Mom and Dad, I'm Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah. Ha, 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 isn't this great? And now those two are squaring off, and he's the one with, you know, the extra level of moxie, and Caleb Williams is much, much better. He still has a ways to go before he can be, I think, as good as Brock Purdy. I don't know if he ever will be, but accuracy is still a problem. But you look at what Brock does in the offense. He has great command of it. He's able to execute the fakes, and when they ask him to run, whether it's a scramble or a design run or the play you're talking about where he rolls left and he's able to get skinny and avoid one guy and then juke another and still run up to the line and run up to where I might run it, guys.
Yep.
And then the Bears defenders both had to kind of take a step or two up, and then it's just boom, right to a Juszczyk.
He ran for two touchdowns also last night.
Yep.
I mean, like, I don't know why we would hesitate to say that Brock is one of the better legs quarterbacks.
Yeah, two-way threats, yeah.
In the NFL.
We all talk about Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts.
Right, he's not Lamar. He's not Josh. But he's definitely one of the better, right?
Right, and if you wanted to go from, like, different categories of running dual-threat quarterbacks, well, there's Lamar, who is always a threat because he's such a great athlete when healthy. Josh is just a big hoss where if he chooses to run... Yeah. Even if you hit him, he's getting three or four because he's just so big. And he's also quietly very quick and nimble, and he can sneak it. Jalen Hurts is more of a short yardage guy. And they've turned him more into a pocket passer. Yeah. Then there's Kyler Murray, who's more of a Lamar, lightweight Lamar, but if he even is a quarterback anymore.
Yeah, he's not very good with the other stuff.
But beyond that, if you want to talk about the semi-fast, semi-mobile guys like Brock, I mean, I think he's more mobile than Justin Herbert. And
Herbert's mobile, but I agree with you.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, if you think about guys of his ilk, like guys who they don't always look to run, but when they run, they can be effective. And you can also run like design stuff with them. Like they ran a lot of read option last night where, you know, Purdy had the choice, and that's when he scored his touchdown, where he made the perfect read and was able to waltz in.
Yep, elusive. And then there's a few runs, you know, like there's the off-schedule stuff where he'll just gain 4 yards.
Yep.
As opposed to taking a sack, I can't stress how important that is. To turn the 4 or 6 yard loss into a 4 yard gain, it's just a drive changer. We'll go back to the phones here in a second. Rex Ryan on Get Up on ESPN said this morning.
For those of you who started your day with us on Sunday NFL Countdown, you might have heard Rex Ryan say what about Brock Purdy?
That he's the most underrated quarterback in the league. And it ain't close. I think when people look at him, they never give him props. Here's another 5 TD day for him. Mm-hmm. But people will focus, oh, he threw an interception. Yeah, okay, that happens. No quarterback in the league throws with more accuracy, timing and anticipation better than this guy. He throws people open. And to me, it's crazy because this young man right here doesn't have the great NFL skill set of, you know, the rocket arm, the size, the athleticism. No, but he plays the position about as well as anybody. And that's why it reminds me of Drew Brees, you know, an undersized guy. But Drew, I had to defend against all of them. But anticipation, timing, accuracy, that was Drew Brees. That's this kid. And I always think it's funny because when everybody was talking, Mac Jones should be the starter. What? No, he shouldn't. Now, Mac Jones did a great job with this coach. This coach is phenomenal. Shanahan is amazing. But Brock Purdy is special.
Yeah, Mac Jones has his fingerprints on this season. There's no doubt. He went 5-3. And did a wonderful job in those 8 games. And then there's this. And Brock Purdy's gone 7-1 in his 8 games. And the Niners have busted like 35 to 40 points in a bunch of them. So anyway, like, you know, all of this, what the likening him to Drew Brees, I wonder how that makes everyone feel. And by the way, like, I don't think he's accomplished, obviously, what Drew has in the passing game yet. But we were talking about his mobility. He's more mobile than Drew. So if he's Drew Brees, if that's where his passing career is headed, or even three quarters of it, and then add in the mobility that he has, I mean, you're talking about something that I think is pretty exciting.
Very special. And I think the comp for Brees is not only the throwing style, and Collinsworth did a good breakdown last night on Sunday Night Football about the way they deliver it with their feet and, you know, the way that their feet are always moving, because as a smaller quarterback, which Drew might be 6 feet, I don't know if Purdy's 6'1" or whatever, he had a couple more passes batted down when he's in the pocket. You have to move Brock Purdy a lot for him to be effective, because he's shorter than every defensive lineman he'll ever face. And so, is he more mobile than Drew Brees? Yeah, I think when it comes to like breaking containment and running the ball, but Drew Brees was elite at what Brock is also very good at, which is pocket mobility, outside the pocket, and the ability to make plays happen, not so much on the run, but off schedule, but also outside the pocket. And that's where, you know, you remember Drew Brees in New Orleans when he passed 70% completion, and he was one of the first guys to do that. It's because they were able to move him away from danger and the other tall guys, and I think that that's what Shanahan's doing with Purdy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. By the way, Caleb Williams had a couple balls batted last night as well. I just want to point that out. Like, if you watch NFL, like, batted balls, that's just...
It happens.
That's the deal. Like, everybody gets a few of those a game.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, I mean, your point is well taken, though. No question. All right, we do need to fade the Dibbers. We'll do that at 3:20. Okay,
boy. Do we have to?
Yeah, we have to.
And for those of you not tuned in on the daily, it's fading season because your boy is struggling.
Yeah, you're colder than the weather, and it's chilly.
Fade.
And not only have you lost 4 in a row, I get it because it was the holiday season, but you came in thinking that you had a 1-2 weekend.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was
awkward.
Actually 0-3, so we're misremembering.
Well, no, by the time I made my picks in my pool, I had flipped the pick, and whatever. I had to pick before we knew a lot of information, and so no excuses, but like the Green Bay-Baltimore pick, I thought that Love would play and Lamar wouldn't, Turns out neither played, and I mean, their backup was better than the Packer backup, so there you go.
Was he?
I mean, I guess.
Derrick Henry won that football game.
Right.
Malik Willis, hey, Malik Willis's name could come up this offseason. He's a free agent coming out of his rookie deal, and I thought he was pretty intriguing the other night. And so if you're one of these quarterback needy teams that's not thinking draft, I know we've all been talking about, is somebody going to call the Niners?
They should.
And offer a two for Mac Jones? What about Malik Willis, who is just a flat free agent? And I thought he did it all. And he's done it all now a few times this year. He's thrown the ball well. He's also got great legs, great speed. I thought he played a smart game. He was really good. He was really good in that game. And the only reason they lost is because... my God, Derrick Henry just ran roughshod over a Packers defense that looks like they're licking their wounds with Micah Parsons out.
Yeah, he only had 216 yards on the ground.
That's right, and four 36 touchdowns.
36 carries.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're running him in the ground.
Whenever,
big win for Baltimore.
Whenever it's week 17 and someone goes off, I just am like, who had him?
Yep.
Who showed up to their fantasy title game and had either Derrick Henry or Brock Purdy or whatever, who showed up and had that guy, especially with the Derrick Henry thing was on a Saturday. You know how depressing that is to get all the way? You're like, I'm in the title game before you
you're
even get to Sunday.
You're nothing, right?
It's just like, what? Really? Can I enjoy my weekend, please? All right, let's go to Earl and Hayward. Hi, Earl. Thank you for calling.
Hey, yo, what's good, fellas? Happy Victory Monday, man. I'm here enjoying this afternoon walk with my pup. And
nice.
I'm enjoying this conversation, you know, about how we feel about the team. And it's got me thinking about our last few playoff runs and the fact that I feel like it doesn't even matter who's in the game. Something about the way that Brock is controlling the offense is that Kyle is calling it differently. I feel like Kyle's play calling is more to win the game, to go take a victory than to try to get a lead and protect it. And I haven't felt that way about, you know, even going back as far as the Jimmy-led Super Bowl team in 2019, it was all, you know, we had to lean on the defense. We had to lean on the defense. I'm looking at our defense like, bro, we need one to two big plays in the game. Like, if we can embrace the bend-don't-break mentality, you know, everybody thought Chicago had a better defense than we did before last night, but which defense forced the field goal instead of allowing a touchdown? Like, our defense – you know, was spotted 7 points, and they were the ones who were able to get us the ball back, tie a game, and we can go take the lead. Like, those little things I feel like will make a difference. It might not be Super Bowl caliber, but I'm not really worried about anybody else in the NFC because I haven't felt this confident in a long time that we can go score 27, 30 points in every game and just get the one stop, the one turnover, you know, that our defense might need to get us. Plus, with the special teams better than it's been, you know, come on, man. Like, that's also a big swing, you know, of leverage that I feel like we could take advantage of that we haven't had in a long time. So I feel good, man. We need one more dub, and let's see what happens, baby.
Hey, Earl, if I don't know that Kyle is calling it differently, because sometimes it gets hard for us to watch a game on TV and be able to tell what a call actually was. But if he is calling it more aggressively, what does that tell you?
I think it tells me that he really does trust Brock. Like, Brock is the guy. There's no more questions about whether, you know, whose offense it is or the best quarterback that Kyle Shanahan has had as a head coach. Like, him being able to, even his comfort with Brock making off-schedule plays. Like, he's throwing his headset on the ground, you know, in a couple of years ago or when Jimmy would try to do something like that. And a lot of times it was an oh-no throw. Y'all were just talking about how Brock will take the little check down or Brock will throw the ball away instead of taking a 4 to 6 yard sack trying to extend a play. Those are the things that the Bradys of the world do to win championships. And the reason why some of these other guys, you know, who maybe take bigger risks like that, make mistakes. So I feel like, you know, it's something, there's something going on, man. I don't know if it's just this season, if it's also the fact that we don't have the defense that we have had in years past.
Yep.
Maybe it doesn't give Kyle a choice. And he knows he has to, hey, we got to go win this. Like, I can't hand it over to our D to try to protect the lead. We got to go blow guys out of the water. And to be fair, for a fan like myself, it's more exciting to watch. It does spike my blood sugar a lot worse, and I'll be throwing items around the house, but you know, or blood pressure rather, but you know what I mean? It's fun football. It hasn't been this fun to watch us play offensive football in a long time. And I miss Fred out there. I miss Nick Bosa out there, but you know, if we get far enough to get Fred back on the field, I don't see us losing to anybody.
Yeah. Earl, good call. Have a good walk with the pup. If
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kyle Shanahan is calling plays more aggressive. What does it tell you? Earl has some good answers there. You know, he mentions
trust in Brock.
Trust in Brock, but it's also, I do, you know, we talk so much about skill set because Brock Purdy's a seventh-round draft pick, and like you even heard Rex Ryan say it a moment ago, like he doesn't have that all those traditional skills you're looking for. He doesn't have Josh Allen's skills. He doesn't have Patrick Mahomes' skills. Understand, though, the skills that he does have.
Right.
So it's not only, I agree, maybe it's trust in Brock. There's also a bunch of stuff he can do that these other, like Mac Jones, for example, can't do. You can't do as much boot action with Mac Jones because
right.
he's half as fast, and it's not going to work, and it's not going to scare anybody, and it's not going to change the defense and move them all over the place. So, yeah, like you play with the toys that are in your toy box. And I think that that's what we're seeing now in the second half of this season. I know that George has missed some games, Ricky's missed some games, but you're watching a coach that has more at his disposal than he had both, I think, earlier this year and at other points in the last couple of years too.
No doubt, and that's a good way to put it. So if you think about quarterbacks in the past, even Mac Jones, you're not going to ever run read option with Mac Jones because the defense won't respect the keep. So you're going to run read option with Mac Jones. Okay, go ahead and not give it to the running back. We dare you to keep it, and we'll see how far you get. But Brock Purdy, again, yesterday, I'm looking at the notes. It was a third down play, third and two, and they ran the same thing, and he kept it, and he got 3 yards, moved the chains. He scrambled and got yardage, as you were mentioning. Instead of taking a sack for -7, even if you run and get two or three, that becomes a positive play. And like Jimmy Garoppolo, you didn't run a lot of read option. Trey Lance, you run a ton of that, but the defense didn't have to respect him throwing the ball. So for the first time under Shanahan, you've got a guy who's a legitimate dual-threat quarterback, and McCaffrey's healthy. So as a defense, if it's 2nd and 7 or 3rd and 4, you have no idea what's coming.
I think we get a Trey Lance game this weekend.
Yeah?
No Justin Herbert.
Does that mean Trey gets the ball?
Trey Lance is the starter.
I love it. Let's see it.
Let's see Trey Lance play football.
Yeah? Maybe he becomes a hot commodity in the open market.
Does he play Denver? Plays Denver, right?
Gets to play Denver. Boy. Not a soft landing spot.
Denver will go for it because they win. They're the one seed.
They get the one seed if they win it. All right. Hey, if you're on hold, stay right there. We're coming to you. But a couple of things that we need to do, including, as he put it, it's fade season. There was nothing more devastating, nothing more effective in the history of football than going against Dan Dibley in the playoffs last year. We have reached the holiday season, and he has lost 4 in a row. So, I don't know, raise your hand if you feel like you spent too much money this month. And you'd like to make some of it back.
Oh, my God. It doesn't stop. Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
All right, let's fade the Dibbers. Well, tonight, Hotlanta is the spot. And 49er fans, for the first time in a long time, can sit down and watch a Rams game and go, I don't care. I don't care what Puka Nacua does. It's also the final game of the fantasy football season. So everybody get your Bijans and your Pukas and have a day, will you? And while you're doing it, maybe you can make some Christmas cash, courtesy of Dan Dibley. The Rams are -7.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Dibs?
Well, this is an easy one if you think about it. And just for the audience and just some background on what I've done this week, I pick every game in a pool in which I am number one in the season. I am the season points leader.
Fancy.
Going into this week. Mm-hmm. This week I have gone 2-12-1.
Must be the holidays.
2-12-1. And Happy one of the year. Only games I won was a game that I changed because I took Kansas City in my pool. Turns out on the air I had Denver. So if you think about my picks here, the only one I've won is Cincinnati over Arizona. Big whoop. So if you want to make money, this is the pick to fade. And you know what? This one's easy. You've got a heavily, heavy blitzing team against a quarterback who loves to be blitzed. Atlanta, go ahead and blitz. Stafford's going to carve you up. You take the Rams and you lay the 7.5. Hey! 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 How can you not?
Say it one more time.
You gonna fade?
In 2025.
Fade the Diver.
Fade.
What's my overall rate now, Grandy? I'm probably like 35-28 or something. I've
on
come back
the year,
to earth.
You are now 39-31, but you've lost four in a row. And let's see here. You are 5-9 in your last 14.
I got dibs going 85-74.
A losing record is still on the table, Dibs. If you don't turn this damn thing around.
And this is when we get hot.
Yeah, this is, this is fate.
39-31, I was 16-4, 23-27. That's
it's not embarrassing.
No, it's sub 500, but
let's talk.
Dude, 2-12-1 this week.
Dude.
I mean.
Dude.
Honestly, like, wow. I spit the bit. It's a horse racing term. It's bad.
All right.
Back to college basketball.
So I want y'all to fade with me. Falcons, +7.5 tonight. Rams, no Devontae Adams, and just feeling sorry for themselves. Oh, we're the best team in the NFC. Yeah, you're in third place. You're in third place, and there's a big game this Saturday with two of your division mates. They get the one seed, not you.
Not you.
Get your suitcases ready, Rams.
But they could be the five still, right?
Yeah.
With two wins.
They probably will be the five. Yeah.
Yeah. If they win tonight.
Hit the road, Jack. Yeah, you might end up in Carolina, but hit the road, Jack. I remember a game in Carolina against the Rams just a couple of weeks ago, and I remember you losing that game.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
This is exactly why you're in this position. Stafford, fade.
McVay.
McVegas. Don't you bet against Sean McVegas now. He'll kick a field goal for no reason.
Well,
if you got to watch him now.
So if they're up 27-20 with 18 seconds left, he's going to trot out the kicker.
Kick the field goal.
Mevis.
Yeah, well, the problem with them
is. Yeah, Mevis. Their special teams have been bad.
Yeah, they're going to go out there and miss. But anyway. Okay, Warriors live in a little bit. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. We ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. It is presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. And earlier we asked, Steph Curry played 41 minutes last night. Jimmy Buckets had 38. So what will they do for an encore after last night? Will Steph and Jimmy combine to score more points tonight than the Niners scored last night, which was 42? Thank you for all of the votes. The yeses have it at 73.1%. 73% of you think that Steph and Jimmy will combine to score more than 42 tonight. And my answer to this is they better.
Right.
I mean, they better. They better. Someone texted in earlier and said, my answer is Steph will beat that number by himself and they'll still lose.
Is that where we are now with this Warrior team?
How can you not
be? And we can get into Warriors Live.
Yeah,
I mean,
how can you not be?
Such a disappointment yesterday.
That was maddening.
Yeah.
It was a maddening game. The Niner game was a Madden game. The Warrior game was a maddening game.
No doubt. I mean, they were up the whole way until they weren't, and then you get to overtime, and you just don't ever get a stop, ever?
Well, also, I just think there's different ways to lose. And when, like, as an NBA team, like, why'd you lose? Wow, we couldn't get the ball across half court.
Right.
What are we doing? What do you mean? You can't dribble? You can't pass? You can't go back and get the ball? Steph and Jimmy just leaving Will Richard by himself to break down a press? I mean, well, honestly, what are we doing? Steve Kerr said after the game last night, I let the team down. I wanted a follow-up question, which I'll ask him tomorrow. How so? Like, in what way? I'm looking at players who cannot stop turning the ball over. Anyway.
Yep. Bounce back today.
We're sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your turnover-riddled Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Also, Warriors Live is next. It's presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Steve Kerr is on the show tomorrow. Greg Cosell is on the show tomorrow. Lots of Niners, lots of Warriors, a full show. Dibs and I will both be here, so we look forward to that. And thank you for all of the Niner talk today. But indeed, Warriors Live is next on Willard and Dibs.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.